7-32. Jesus calls Levi and eats with the sinners. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at a tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him, and Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who belonged to their sect, complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Adelina. Beautifully read. Morning, everyone. "What have you got in the bag, Ben?" I hear you cry. Well, I'll tell you, actually, today, what I've got is some sticky labels, which doesn't sound that exciting, but it's going to be. If I can just get this open. And what I need, please, is two volunteers. And these volunteers, you need to be fast, and you need to be able to read. Those are the two requirements. Anka, would you be able to select a couple of volunteers for me?
Diana, yeah. So I always get your name wrong, sorry. So you've got Diana here.
Got Diana, brilliant.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Anyone else?
I'm going to choose, so.
Come on, someone.
Okay, come on.
So who have we got? We've got Diana and we've got
Wayne.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Wayne, let me give that to you.
Thank you.
And Diana, let me give that to you. Now, Diana, I reckon you're going to have an advantage here because I reckon you're going to be quicker than Wayne. That's my theory. So what you've got, both of you, is some sticky labels. And on each of those labels is written something. And so it might be the lectern or the font, or the organ, which is over there, the drum screen that's over there, and doors, which are at the back. So Diana, when you need to stick on the doors, you go on that side. Wayne, if you go on that side, then you won't bump into each other. You've got them in different orders, and at the end, you've got the final one, which will be coming back to give to me, and you need to obey what it says on the sticky label for that. So your job is to, as quickly as possible, starting from the top, work your way through your labels, running from one thing to the next, to stick these labels on the various things. Do you understand your tasks?
Yeah.
Okay, you okay, Diana? Here we go then. Should we do a count? And by, let's have some cheering as well. So on this side, you can cheer for Diana, and on this side, you can cheer for Wayne, okay? I want some loud cheering. We're going to have some musical accompaniment. So on your marks, get set, go! Come on, Diana! Come on, Diana! Oh. It's not. It didn't stick. Oh, it's not. How are we doing? You got everyone. Well done. Give him a round of applause. Very good. Well done, Diana. Well done.
Still got to put the one on.
Oh, come on, Diana. You've got to do that one. See if you can make it stick. Now, you've got one more chance. Wayne had two goes. Can you make it properly stick? And if so, you'll be the winner because Wayne didn't make it stick. Yes! Oh, it stuck for a second. You're the winner, Diana. Well played. Diana, congratulations to you. You can have the... not that. That's an empty packet. You can have...
Sorry.
How about a bit of that as your reward? Right. Do you want those? You can share them with your whoever else you want to share them with. All right, well played. Wayne, nothing for you, I'm afraid, sorry. Well done, both of you. Good work, very, very speedy. Now, when I was 10, which is at least 11 or 12 years ago now, I went to a holiday club, and two girls who I'd literally never met before in the whole of my life came up to me, and they did, I'm just going to rest that there, they did this. for the benefit of the tape, I just drew a shape in the air with my fingers. And they said to me, "What is it?" And, you know, I considered myself a very bright young 10-year-old. I knew exactly what kind of shape it was. Sadly, I wasn't quite as bright as I thought I was because I fell completely into their trap. And so I blurted out, "A square," at which point they laughed uproariously, and, "Ha ha, you know what you are," and ran off giggling. Now, for those youngsters amongst you, a square is like the 1980s equivalent of a geek or a nerd. And at the time, to be honest, I was a bit more bemused than hurt, but nonetheless, that event has stuck with me all these years, 11, 12, all right, 31, 32 years later, I still remember it. Because the truth is, none of us like being given a label, do we? We don't like being given a label: square, ugly, boring, stupid, naughty, useless. None of us like being given a label. I mean, just imagine, that game we just played was quite good fun, but just imagine if instead of on the labels there being written things like pulpit and font and so on, imagine if I'd written on those labels square, ugly, boring, stupid, useless, and told Diana and Wayne to go and stick them on people in the congregation. I mean, it would have been interesting. But it would have been awful. It would have been horrible. None of us like having a label. Well, from our story today, from Luke's gospel, Levi had a label. And no, I'm not talking about his genes. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm here all week. Levi had a label, and the label that Levi had been given was sinner. That's what people called him, sinner. What a horrible name to give someone. But the truth is, actually, Levi kind of deserved it. So he was a tax collector, and by virtue of being a tax collector, he was a traitor. He was working for the Roman overseers against the best interests of the Jewish people. And he was a cheat. He cheated people out of their money. So you can kind of understand why people didn't like him very much. And so they gave him this label, sinner. And so Levi found himself on the outside, without really any friends. But when Jesus came along, Jesus didn't see the label, sinner. Instead, what Jesus saw was a potential disciple. And he invited Levi into his friendship group. And so the first thing I want you to know today is that no matter who you are, or what you've done, or what labels people have given you, God loves you. And he invites you into his friendship group. And that is the most important and wonderful truth in the whole of the universe. God loves you and invites you into his friendship group. But as so often with the Bible passages, as well as an encouragement, there's a challenge. And the challenge is that God calls us to live like Jesus. God calls us to be people who don't live by labels, but rather live God's love. So here's a catchphrase for you. Don't live labels, live God's love. So when I say don't live labels, I'd like you to say live God's love. Don't live labels.
Live God's love.
Exactly. Oh, I've lost my belt pack there. Hang on. We'll try that again whilst I'm sorting this out. Don't live labels.
Live God's love.
Exactly. And so you see, the Pharisees, who were important people, they were rich, they were important, they were popular, they said to Jesus and his disciples, "Why are you hanging out with all these sinners, with all these losers and weirdos, with all these people who people don't want to hang around with?" And Jesus said, "Well, these are exactly the people who I want to be with." You see, Jesus could have hung out with the cool kids. He could have hung out with the wealthy people and the important people, and he did. But he spent more time with the people on the outside, the people who the rest of the world looked down on or ignored or despised. And that's who Jesus calls us to be today. You know what? I'd love us to be a church. The people look at us and say, why do those lot at St. Luke's hang out with all those people? I'd love that to be the case. And so this week, I wonder, is there someone in your class at school who's being bullied? In which case, don't live labels, live God's love. Or maybe there's someone on your street who's just really annoying. Well, don't live labels, live God's love. Come on, you can do better than this. I can only hear David over there. Or maybe there's someone at your work, or maybe there's a whole culture at work that leaves certain people on the outside. Well, if so, don't live labels, live God's love. That's better. I can hear people over here on this side. That's that time. That's great. Don't live labels, live God's love. And I really hope that that phrase sticks in your head this week. And you might think, oh, that really annoying vicar who's made that phrase stick in my head. But if so, I want to say, don't live labels, live God's love. So, two things. It might be that today the most important thing for you to hear is that no matter what labels you've been given, God loves you. And he invites you into his friendship group. And if that's you and you'd like to talk or pray about that, come and grab me or Liz, our curate or anchor who's leading the service today. We'd love to chat with you about that. Or it might be that today the most important thing for you is to be challenged to live God's love in your everyday life, to invite people into God's friendship group, and what might be more of a challenge, to invite them into your friendship group too. Who are the people who are on the outside? Maybe for no fault of their own, maybe even with good reason. Who are the people who are looked down upon or ignored or despised? How can you show them God's love this week? Amen.